So for those that want to transition to fee-for-service, this is the question. They're like nervous and certainly one can have both, but if they want to be fee-for-service only, no insurance, how would that happen? How long would it take?
Well, it could happen as quickly as 30 days, and then more likely it's going to take maybe 6 or 7 months or whatever. This is how you get comfortable with it. Look at your numbers. If your write-offs, I'll just give you simple numbers. If your write-offs are more than 20% of your gross production, then you know you're starting to tread water. It's a sign that your involvement with insurance is growing too large, and now you're vulnerable to them. And I like that 20% benchmark, because at that point you're pretty much writing off one day a week. And, you know, at the end of the month you've written off 4 days. Now that's a whole week. And at the end of the year you've written off 12 weeks. And so, you know, that's 3 months or 4 months. And so, you know what I mean, you've written off a lot of dentistry. Let's just put it that way. And you've worked really, really hard. So if your write-offs are more than 20%, it's telling you I better look at these dogs first and maybe get off of those plans and let that get under your belt. You know, let that get under your belt. And then start looking at your marketing. You know, if you're getting too many what I call discount shoppers, and you have every reason to expect that they're out there today if you're offering too many discounts. Because that's what people do. You know, we go to Scout Mob to get a discount to go out to eat. You know, we go to Social Circle. We go there to look for discounts. It's because so many are out there. So look at your marketing to see who you're already attracting. And if you're getting more patients who are looking for discounts, or more patients who are coming to you because they're on their plan, then your marketing isn't really working for you. And so start looking at that. You want to get your adjustments under 20%. You want to do that. And then when you notice that your new patients coming in aren't looking for a discount, or they're not coming in because of the coupon, and I can see that I can replace the patients that I'm going to lose, you know, from not participating, but I'm really able to replace them with fee-for-service patients, then you know you can reduce your participation even more. So that's the way. That's how long it would take, but my experience is it doesn't take as long as it sounds.
Now, Heather, not to put you on the spot here, because I know you didn't prepare for this, but Tom wanted to know about asking the price over the phone, which is something that is comes up a lot. It's or the insurance question over the phone, which is these are very popular questions that offices get stumped with. They could relate to fee for service or to some extent. And I know you go into great detail into your training program at All Star Dental Academy, but could you maybe give us a little overview about that or mindset towards it?
Which one? Which question?
Hold on. Let's see. Context.
Like the shopping question?
Yeah, Tom.
Okay, somebody called and they're asking about price.
Okay. Yeah. Tom says, context, preparing fee-for-service patients to avoid sticker shock. But I think initially was asking about the price question.
I mean, the first thing is that, you know, sometimes when a person calls and asks the price, because most people call and ask the price, especially if it's something cosmetic or if they need to have something done, they were told, oh, you need to have a crown or you need to have this done. So, I mean, Larry teaches the same thing. Pretty much all they know is to ask the price. That's what they've been taught. They don't know anything else to ask. So that doesn't necessarily mean, though, that they're a price shopper. It's just that's what they know. So you can kind of break it down by going through the great call process. You do the proper greeting, and then you're going to find out during the rapport section a little bit more about what they're really interested in. Is it just the price? I mean, maybe how do you know that they haven't seen another doctor before? Where did they hear the price? Where are they, you know, how do they know they need to have done what they need to have done? You know, why are they looking for a new dentist? Those type of things. So in the rapport phase, you're going to uncover some of what really they're interested in, and then you're better able to engage the patient in the E section of the great call process, and then really kind of speak to the issues. And maybe it's not really the price. Maybe they just want to have something done really well, but they just want to have a general idea about the price. Maybe we assume that if they ask the price, that they're going to object to it or they're going to say it's too high, but that doesn't always happen. A lot of times they just want information. They just want to feel like this is the best place for them. So that's why it's our job to be able to give them that information and help them make the decision and make them feel confidence and the trust in the office. And then you go back and then you engage them. And then, you know, once you tell them the price, if then they say, oh, well, that's too expensive, then you can still engage them further, get more information. What are they basing that off of? A lot of times it's just a, you know, few second conversation where they say, oh, it's too expensive. And you say, oh, okay, you know, thanks anyway, talk to you later. But if you really care about the patient and you feel like your office is the best office for them and that you're best equipped to help them and that you know why your office is superior because of your sizzle points and things like that, then it's your job, your responsibility to make sure that they have the information so that you know that this is the best place for them, regardless of the price. Yes, you're going to be paying a little bit more or a little bit less relative to other offices, but here's what I've heard you say is important to you as a patient, and this is why we're the best office for you, because we can do that for you. Where a lot of offices, you're just like a number calling up and they don't care.